Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, on yesterday's show, we talked about the importance of nutritional supplements, but today, Penny is going to share why she chose the company that she chose in order to provide those nutritional supplements. So, Penny, you kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I'd like for you to go a little bit deeper into why you chose the company and the brand and the products that you represent.
I kind of stumbled into it. Is probably the best way to describe it. I definitely was not approaching it with a scientific idea in mind. All I knew was it worked. Yeah, and I tried so many others that didn't, and that was the thing that made the difference for me. But it's usually what makes the difference for other people. So once I realized that this worked, there was had to be a reason for it. So I went back and started doing research on it. And what I found is there's several really good reasons why the USANA products, and it's USANA Health Sciences, why they work better than the other products that are on the market. There's very few of the nutritional supplement plants that manufacturing plants that actually follow the guidelines set out by the FDA, the good manufacturing practices that the drug companies are forced to follow. The difference is that if it is a drug, then that means that the manufacturing plant has to prove that every single tablet has in it exactly what they tell you it does. And the nutritional supplement industry actually falls in the category of food. And the difference is that if it's a food, say a box of pepperoni, a pepperoni pizza, they don't have to tell you how many pieces of pepperoni are on it. They may say there's pepperoni in the box, and you may find one, you may find 10, you may find five. So there's never any telling. And that's the difference between the nutritional supplements that are not guided by the good manufacturing practices, which USANA's is, and the others that are out there. What that means to you and me is that if we're taking, say, a calcium, and we've got a tablet that says that there's 200 milligrams in that calcium tablet, if it is food grade, if it doesn't follow the good manufacturing practices, then one tablet may have 200 milligrams, but one may have 2,000, one may have two. You know, there's no equipment to test that. What that means to our body is that our body needs a consistent diet. Our cells need a consistent diet. Everything needs to be regulated. It's better if you take your vitamins all at the same time of the day, and if you take the same vitamins, then your body knows and can utilize that food on a regular basis. But what our body does is that it will shut down if it doesn't get the right nutrition because it thinks it's going to be starved to death. So that's why the consistency of the vitamins works better. Say my body needs 500 milligrams of calcium on a daily basis or 1,200 milligrams of calcium, which is the recommended on a daily basis. And I'm only giving it 500, or I give it 500 a day, and then tomorrow I give it 5,000, it's confused. My body gets confused. It doesn't know how to process that. So the consistency is what makes the cells strong and makes them able to fight off the diseases that we talked about yesterday. So following the good manufacturing practices is important. The USANA plant is actually toured and surveyed by the FDA.
And it doesn't have to be, but they put themselves up to that, don't they?
Right, yeah. Dr. Wentz, when he first started it, he wanted to make sure that the products were the top of the line and would always have the same quality that he demanded in his research. And so he set it up as if it was a pharmaceutical plant. And through the years, the FDA has come in at his request and toured the plant, inspected it as if it was a drug manufacturing plant. Our laws here in the United States are different than a lot of the laws in the rest of the world when it comes to nutritional supplements. And ours fall in either food category, which is what the drug, nutritional supplements fall in. But in Australia, for instance, it's different. Their pharmaceutical or their nutritional supplements fall in the category of drugs. So they have to be approved by their version at the FDA. And what that means is that if we sell products, if we sell nutritional supplements in Australia, which we do, then we have to follow their guidelines. So their equivalent of FDA actually approves the products themselves. Here in the United States, it's the plant that is approved. The FDA has approved our plant. If USANA chose to make drugs, we are already set up and approved to do that. Or if they change the laws to where the nutritional supplements fall in the same guidelines as the drugs, which there is talk of that happening.
You know, you mentioned Dr. Myron Wentz a little earlier. Can you give, I mean, he is the founder of USANA Ever Done. He actually comes from the science and drug background. And if you could share a little bit about that, and then we'll dive further in.
Okay. Dr. Wentz is actually a microbiologist, and he has a very strong background in immunology. He is definitely a scientist. He actually won the Albert Einstein's Award for lifetime achievements in the life sciences. And that he won that in 2007, which is a very prestigious award given out to very few people. It kind of along the same lines of the Pulitzer Prize that they give out. But this is in the sciences, the health sciences. And he has studied how a human cell is nutrienteded all over the world. He studied in Moscow. He studied in every research hospital for years. His background started in the cell industry with a company called Gull Laboratories. He owned that, started it in 1972, I believe it was, and owned it until he founded the USANA company, which was in 1992. And what they did is they made test kits that would test for different viruses. And these test kits, you had to have healthy human cells in order to do them. He has patents on like 32 test kits. And he had made a lot of money prior to USANA. But to make these test kits, you had to have healthy cells. So he learned how to feed these cells the right nutrition and the right balance. Most cells will die out in three generations. When they split three times, the mother cell dies. But he has cells in the plant that are 20-plus years old, and they're still living. It's kind of like having the fountain of youth. And it's because he's learned how to feed the cell the exact nutrients that it needs to stay healthy, to stay young, and to stay alive. And it's that research that he took and put into the USANA products. That's what makes the USANA products different and what makes them actually work.
This is so much, so that's what's so cool about it. I mean, so in case you all haven't guessed, Penny and I are both independent distributors for USANA Health Sciences. Penny is the one who got me involved in it, and she was very, it took her a long time to convince me that this was something I should do because I'm a stubborn gal. But once I became involved, I immediately got the rest of my family involved because I could see the benefits of, you know, feeding my cells properly. There's nothing wrong with feeding your cells properly, and anything I could do it, I would definitely, you know, do that. So if I haven't said this before, Penny, I definitely thank you for it.
Well, why don't you share what it was about USANA that made you decide that it was something you wanted to be involved in? What did the products do for you?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, just, you know, enhanced everything. I was, you know, a little bit more energetic, or maybe I should say a lot more energetic, and I was able to sleep better and just, you know, it makes complete sense by what you've said before and really why Dr. Wentz does what he does, which is if you've got a healthy cell, then all of a sudden the cells are doing everything you're doing and you're all of a sudden your life is kind of transformed. But it's just by having that healthy cell, because as you mentioned in a previous show, I think it was last week, you said our bodies will heal themselves. Our bodies will do everything that they're supposed to do because they're these wondrous machines, if only we'll give it what it requires in order to do its job. You know, I think you and I compared it to the car, right? What kind of fuel we put in the car. And if we don't put the right kind of fuel or the right oil, or if we don't give it water, if we don't care of the engine, then the car's not going to run properly. And if you've ever had an old clunker, which in my day I have definitely had an old clunker or two, you know that if you don't take care of it, it's not going to last. I've also had a car that I bought brand new off the lot that I had for how long? It was like 200 and something thousand miles. It was, how old were you? Yeah, I had it for 17 years. I was asking my son, by the way, how old he was, because the car, I got the car the year before he was born. So for 17 years, I had that car, and it paid for itself so many times over. So it's because every time it needed something to be done, we did it. You know, it needed an oil change, it needed, you know, the transmission, or it needed this or it needed that. We did the things that needed to be done to keep it going, and that car probably still would have kept going, but I just didn't want to continue to. I thought 17 years, I've earned my money many times over on that car. It's time to get, you know, to move on to another vehicle. So I compare my body to that car, and that if I just give it everything it needs, I'm going to last through the long, many, many years.
Well, I tell people too, and I mean, there's so many analogies that you can make. You can make the analogy of the foundation of the house, you know, the car. But one of the things that seem to make a difference and give a visual that people can see, if you take two tomato plants and you put them side by side, and one tomato plant is planted in good soil and with the right light and the right nutrients, the right amount of water, that plant's going to thrive, and it's going to grow and produce nice, juicy, healthy tomatoes. But if you take another plant and put it right beside it and it's in lousy soil, and it doesn't get consistent food, it doesn't get consistent water, it doesn't get consistent sunshine, it withers. And even if it grows, it's scrawny compared to the other one. And that's a living thing. Okay, our bodies are living as well. And the same thing applies to our bodies. If you give it the right nutrition, the right sunlight, the right water, then our bodies are going to thrive. And they're going to perform like your 17-year-old car did.
Oh, my goodness. I missed that car. But so I think you said something really good, Penny. I think what we don't want to be is don't be scrawny. So give our bodies right. Everything that it needs and kind of give those cells what they need, when they need it, how they need it, and they're going to take care of you. Because that's really what it comes to, is that the nutritional supplements, all they do is provide your cells with anything that they're missing because of our diet, because of our lifestyle, because of how we're living these days. Whatever's missing, it'll fill that gap so that your cells can do their job that they need to do. And that's all that it is. It's as simple as that. Feed your cells, and your cells will take care of you.
Exactly.
All right, awesome. Well, so on tomorrow's show, we'll dive a little bit deeper and kind of go into oils, omegas, essential fatty acids. You know, everybody says that fat is bad for you. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about why fat is good for you.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.